Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. I love doing little interviews around the world of artistic value. And on the line, we've got Ken Duncan joining us today. He's got a brand new book out. How are you, Ken?
I'm great, mate. Thank you.
When you talk about art, what turns you on in the art world?
Well, I love photography because it's capturing a reality that, you know, artists may try to interpret and, you know, they do their best, but there's nothing better than the real thing as far as I'm concerned.
I'm looking at your website here. I'm excited. You can join Ken Duncan on a brand new photographic adventure to India, and you get to see some tigers.
You bet. We love those. Yeah, we do. Look, the reason I do adventures like that is because after I've found the right people to deal with and the right parks and the places to go to, I should share this with other people. And I love, I've just had a fascination with wildlife as well just recently, and so I've just been over there recently and captured some amazing shots of tigers, and so we're going back again to do some more tigers and also some of the Indian elephants. You know, we also go to Africa as well, but once you actually go, once you get hooked.
So, Ken, how did you get involved into the world of photography? Was it something that you wanted to do initially, or you fell into it?
Well, I was in the business world, and someone told me that life was all about making money and all that sort of stuff, and it wasn't working for me. It just came with a lot of stress and things like that, and I thought there's got to be more to life than that. So I actually sold up everything and decided to go off and find, for me, a meaning to life greater than just possessions and things like that. And so off I went, and I took with me a camera, because if you sort of tell people you're on a journey trying to find a meaning to life, they look at you sort of strange, but if you tell them you're a photographer, that's okay. So, so for me, I thought there's got to be more, and that's how my journey, it was really trying to find a meaning to life, and to me it did. Through my journey, I actually realized there was a God, that there was a creator, and that he loved me, and that's what I really like to do now. I'm just an average photographer with a great God, and I'm just trying to show more his beauty, not my talent or anything like that, because... And it's not being a false humility or anything like that. It's more about, because, and that's why when I present my photos, I want them to be real. I'm not into all that Photoshop thing and putting in this and putting in that. I want to try and present the photos as close to what it would have been like when I'm there, to bring that, so that when people go to that place, they can go, oh, now I see what he was looking at,
I love some of the photos that you've got here. Like, there's a particular shot of you standing on some rocks with some sexy-looking penguins there.
Oh, I love it. There was a rule that you can't get too close to the penguins.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, okay, that's okay. But the penguins don't know the rules.
Yeah, if they come close to you, that validates it, eh?
They come up, I'm sitting there, hang on, I can't be, And the thing, one came up so close, he came up and he started pecking my lens.
Oh, isn't that fabulous?
Because he could see his face in my lens, and I'm going, right, I think I'd better move now. it's so much fun. I love wildlife. I love all of the creation, It's just fun to get out there, And the thing about photography, it is the number one hobby in the world right now. And the thing is, I think it's because people are, in a way, loving to get out there and look at life. They're realizing that the politicians don't have the answers, and if it's not the GFC that's going to get you, it's Bin Laden, or it's not him now because he's gone, but they'll replace him with someone else. Or it's there's always a bird flu, swine flu, they just keep rolling them out. But when you look at the beauty of nature, it makes you realize there's something bigger going on than us.
Well, Ken, look, thank you very much for all your beautiful seascapes and outback photos and waterfalls and rainforests and country living. And really, you're doing a great reference to our lives. And I think it's a great thing that you're doing. And thanks very much for joining us today on Mind Food.
Thank you, mate. If they want to look at more of what we're talking about, they can look on my website, kenduncan.com.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.